Before there was structure, there was chaos. Before there was purpose, there was pleasure. My life before my faith was a whirlwind, a dance with the worldly things that began early and stretched across cities and continents. It was a chase not for meaning, but for moments. Moments of pleasure, moments of power, moments of affirmation from a world that rewards the reckless and applauds indulgence. I lived a life that many would glamorize, and in truth I marketed it that way. In Miami, the city of sun and sin, we weren't just living, we were performing. Every night was a movie, every party an audition for status, for attention, for validation. It was about who you were seen with, what car you drove, and how loud your entrance was. Substance was secondary. What mattered most was the scene. Atlanta followed, and then Philadelphia, then Chicago and London, and even the dance hall scene of Jamaica. City after city, I floated through clubs, penthouses, yachts, and beach houses. The drinks kept flowing, and so did the applause. I was never alone, but I was never truly known. I found myself surrounded by people who didn't challenge my path, but celebrated it. People who mirrored my desires or fed off the illusion I had created. We were drunk on more than alcohol. We were intoxicated by attention. My entire life revolved around pleasure, not purpose. I didn't know what purpose looked like. My identity was built on gratification, short-lived highs, new women, new places, louder music, and faster cars. I was a womanizer, but I didn't call it that then. I thought I was winning. I moved from woman to woman, not seeking love, not even pretending to. All I wanted was to be wanted, to conquer, to possess, and to leave. The women were trophies, but I was too lost to realize I was the one being used by the world. In Miami, we had a saying, money is a major issue. It was cultural, a city filled with millions of souls broken, masking pain with pleasure. No one asked if you were okay. They asked if you were coming to LIV. They didn't ask about your soul. They asked if you brought bottles. And I brought them. I brought the crowd. I brought the chaos. We were Dubai before tourists had even heard of Dubai. We created experiences. We painted over emptiness with glitter. But in quiet moments, the ones after the party when the music faded and the friends disappeared, I would sit in the silence. I didn't have language for it then, but my soul was starving. The world is seductive. It promises paradise and delivers pain. I kept chasing. I kept performing. I kept pretending. The world was calling me and I answered. But what I didn't realize was that every yes to the world was a no to myself. I traded pieces of my soul for temporary validation. I forgot how to be still. I forgot how to listen. I forgot that I was created for more than consumption. It wasn't until later that I learned the world is a test, not a reward. And I had failed it over and over. But even in my failure, something deeper stirred. A question. A whisper. A hunger for something real. This chapter is not a glorification of sin. It's a confession, a witness statement. A map of where I lost myself before I began the journey to find myself. Because before I was a planner, I was a passenger, drifting through life with no direction, just destinations. And this world? It gives, but it always takes more. This is the beginning of that journey, the moment the world lost its grip, the moment the heart began to remember its purpose. The moment I chose God over the limelight. That moment didn't fix everything overnight. This wasn't a movie with a clean plot twist and a perfect ending. I still battled old habits. I still heard the call of the nightlife. The world doesn't surrender easily. It whispers, it bargains, it tempts. But now, for the first time, I had something to resist. I had direction. I had faith.